The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The Triangle Radio Reading Service presents Tech Tips, a monthly 30-minute show covering a wide range of assistive technologies, including portable and mobile devices, computers, and computer software designed for the blind and print-impaired community. Coming up on this episode of Tech Tips, it's all about new tech and updates to existing apps. That's what's on this episode of Tech Tips. Tech Tips is a 30-minute program that will run once a month over the air and be available as a podcast by visiting our website at triangleReadingService.org. The purpose of Tech Tips is to keep you informed about new devices, computer software, and mobile apps designed for people who are blind or have low vision. We will at times have device demonstrations or interviews with people working to make technology available to the blind and print impaired. We also want you to be a contributor to the program. If you would like us to know about a new piece of technology or program aimed at the visually and print impaired community, let us know by phone or email. Our phone number is 919-832-5138, and the email address is chris@trrsnc.org. And as always, thank you for listening to Tech Tips on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. I was first turned on to this device courtesy of CoolBlind Tech. It is a smartwatch that will connect to various mobile devices, and it's called the Dot. The Dot Watch is a refreshable braille display smartwatch that connects to your mobile phone via Bluetooth. This allows you to access your mobile device through your watch. Here is a short video produced by the manufacturers of the Dot.
My name is Arturo. I was born with an eye problem. One of the greatest fears that I hear about during my support groups with blind people is that they're not going to be able to do the normal things like get on Facebook, do texting, and get messages and make phone calls.
There are 285 million visually impaired people worldwide. While we enjoying all the technological advance that we have right now for the communications, blind people get even more cut off.
For 20 years, there was almost no innovation. Existing braille devices are bulky and expensive.
2 years ago, we set out to change this with Dot, the first smartwatch for the visually impaired people.
Dot is an active braille device. It is connected to the smartphone via Bluetooth and can receive any text information from any app or service. For input, there is a crown and two buttons. It comes with full watch functionality. Dot is made from super light durable aluminium and the battery lasts for 7 days. But most importantly, it's affordable at just $290.
I have this braille smartwatch, which is a huge life-changing technology for me. It behaves as a navigation, notification, and a remote assistant.
If you get a call, it vibrates, then you can check who is calling to you.
You can get on Google Maps and find the nearest Starbucks. Boom, there it is, literally at your fingertips.
Young children who are blind and visually impaired can learn at an earlier age how to read Braille.
Dot is an open system. Anyone can write programs for it. All kinds of apps are already in development.
I can read in the dark, can you?
The company has plans to begin selling the watch this year. Dot will be available for both iOS and Android devices, with plans for a tablet version currently in development. They are currently taking pre-orders for the watch. The Dot is inexpensive when compared to traditional portable Braille displays at just $290. If you are interested in the watch and would like to know more about them, you can visit the website at www.dotincorp.com. And that is spelled DOTINCORP.com. We all love award shows, so here are the Google Accessibility Picks for the Google I.O. 2017 convention. The Google Play Awards are back again at this year's Google I.O., and we are happy to announce the apps that have been selected for the best accessibility experience. First up is A Blind Legend. It's the first ever mobile action-adventure game without video, where ears replace eyes. Discover the original, innovative sensory experience of binaural 3D sound. Headphones are compulsory. Audio game is fully accessible to blind and visually impaired people. Your eyes will be of no help, so close them, sharpen your hearing and your blade, and embark on an epic, perilous rite of passage. Next up is ID for Visually Impaired, and this is spelled E-Y-E hyphen D. ID helps visually impaired be location aware, explore and navigate to nearby places of interest, evaluate surroundings with their smartphone camera, and read printed text. ID will serve as the true companion for most of your daily assistance needs. Trusted and supported by thousands of people across the globe, ID is determined to make the visually impaired truly independent in all aspects and help them contribute to the society by propelling inclusion. Next up is iFit, and this is spelled I-F-I-T-T, so there's two T's in it. Over 400 apps work with the iFit, including Twitter, Telegram, Google Drive, Twitch, Weather Underground, Instagram, Gmail, and devices like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Nest, Philips Hue, and your Android. Turn on applets and control everything around you with your voice and Amazon Alexa or Google Assistant. Stay informed about what's happening from publications like the New York Times and ProPublica. Always stay prepared for the weather with custom daily forecast notifications and message roommates when you're near the grocery store. Also with iFit, you can get an alert as soon as there is a new Craigslist listing that matches your search. You can stay safe with automated and intelligent home security alerts. Streamline your social media and back up and share your Android photos automatically. You can also back up important files, photos, and contacts to cloud storage solutions such as Dropbox or Google Drive. Set your home thermostat to the optimal temperature when you arrive at home. Post all your Instagrams as Twitter photos or Pinterest pins. You can also trigger events based on your current location. All right, next up is Open Sesame, touch-free access. Never before seen touch-free control for your smartphone or tablet. Utilizing the front-facing camera with advanced computer vision algorithms, the entire phone can be controlled with head movements with any app downloaded from the Play Store. It is noted that this is supported only on Android 7.0 and higher. It is also noted that this app is ideal for people living with paralysis or with upper extremity impairments such as SCI, MS, ALS, CP, and more. This completely touch-free experience has been designed by a person with disabilities for people with disabilities. If you cannot move your hands for any reason, Open Sesame will enable you to the vast world of mobile, opening up the previously unobtainable world of the hidden treasures of personal communication. Through this patented technology, users with limited use of their hands gain access to the entire world of apps, which means they can tweet, post to Facebook, send instant messages, make phone calls, or download any of the other millions of apps and use them touch-free. Next up is Swift Key Symbols. Swift Key Symbols is a symbol-based assistive communication app powered by Swift Key's prediction technology. This Android app is designed to facilitate communication between individuals with autism spectrum disorder and other communication disabilities and their caregivers. SwiftKey Symbols learns from you in order to predict the symbol you're most likely to want next, saving time and helping those with learning difficulties to communicate faster and more easily. To keep the communication tool as simple and free of distractions as possible, SwiftKey Symbols has a separate admin mode for managing your symbol collection. This can be accessed via the purple SKS admin icon in your apps. This will automatically be downloaded along with the main SwiftKey Symbols app. For more information about each of these devices, I would recommend that you Google each device. You're listening to Tech Tips on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. There's a new product in the Amazon Echo line, and it's called the Echo Look. Introducing a new product in the line of Echo devices from Amazon. This is a camera that can take full-length photos and videos, share them with social media, and get advice on what fashion items make you look your best. The camera has all the features of a normal Echo product, so you can still ask Alexa anything. Not only can Alexa give you the news, play music, check your calendar, and run third-party skills, but she can also control the camera through voice activation. Considering that the Amazon Echo is priced at $179.99 and the Echo Look is priced at $199.99, you might want to consider paying the extra $20 to get a voice-activated camera as part of your Echo platform. Currently, the Echo Look can only be obtained by invitation only. Here's a short video produced by Amazon about the new Echo Look.
Alexa, is it gonna rain tonight?
Alexa, what's on my calendar?
Alexa, turn the lights off.
Okay. Alexa helps with thousands of things, and now she can help you look your best.
Alexa, take a photo.
Introducing Echo Look. A first-of-its-kind Echo with a hands-free camera. Echo Look takes photos using just your voice. Its built-in lighting and depth-sensing camera lets you blur the backgrounds to make sure your outfits pop, giving you clean, full-length photos that are easy to share with friends. Plus, get a live view or take videos to see yourself from every angle.
Alexa, take a video.
We've also created an easy way to get a second opinion. Introducing Style Check. It combines the best in machine learning with advice from fashion specialists. Just pick two outfits and Style Check will give you a recommendation based on current trends and what flatters you. Alexa can also help you create a personal lookbook. It shows you what you wore and when, so you can keep track of your favorites and take your closet with you wherever you go.
Alexa, what's my commute?
The fastest route takes about 15 minutes.
Plus, Alexa is built in the cloud and always getting smarter, and so will Echo Look. Echo Look. Love your look every day.
No word just yet on when the Echo Look will be available, and also it does work in tandem with your smartphone. Here's a new neat little product I just discovered. It's from a company called Immersive, and it's called the Buzz Clip. And Immersive is spelled I-M-E-R-C-I-V. And this little snippet was taken directly from their website. The Buzz Clip is a small and discreet wearable for people that are blind or partially sighted. The device uses ultrasound to detect obstacles that may lie directly in one's path. It then notifies the user of these obstacles through intuitive vibrations, allowing the user to safely navigate around any objects that they may encounter. The Buzz Clip offers essential head-level obstacle detection and can be easily attached to many forms of clothing, making it a highly versatile and useful device. All aspects of the Buzz Clip, from its design to its functionality, have been created with our customers in mind. It is a new spin on existing ultrasound technology and can dramatically change the lives of people living with blindness or severe vision loss, particularly for those who have just recently lost their vision. It is an extremely practical mobility tool that can reduce fears of traveling, and it provides a reliable way to inform a user of their immediate surroundings and prevent collisions. Here is a short video produced by the manufacturers of the Buzz Clip. And full disclosure, the audio is a little twitchy in some places, but you should still be able to understand what the person is saying.
Hi, my name is Bin Liu, co-founder of Immersive Incorporated. Here at Immersive, our mission is to cater to the orientation and mobility needs of people who are blind, deafblind, or partially sighted across the world.
Hi, I'm Arjun Mehta. Our team at Immersive has recently created and developed the Buzz Clip, a small and discreet wearable for people who are blind or partially sighted.
Traditional aids such as white canes and guide dogs does not address one core issue, which is detecting obstacles at the head level. Moreover, there's no current solution that to cater to the specific needs of the larger partially sighted population.
The Buzz Clip uses ultrasound to detect obstacles that may lie directly in one's path. It then notifies the user of these obstacles through intuitive vibrations, allowing the user to safely navigate around any objects that they may encounter. The Buzz Clip offers essential head-level obstacle detection and can be easily attached to many forms of clothing, making it a highly versatile and useful device. The Buzz Clip is chargeable via micro USB and can last up to 10 hours on a single charge. It has two range options, an indoor mode that has a range of 1 meter and an outdoor mode that has a range of 2 meters. Users can toggle between the two ranges using a simple slide switch that is indicated with tactile markings on the sensor arm.
You can also use more than one Buzz Clip at a time, allowing for greater coverage. For example, your front and sides.
All aspects of our product, from its design to its functionality, have been created with our customers in mind.
Well, I'm Rylan Vroom. I'm 6 feet 5 inches tall, and I absolutely love the Buzz Clip because the cane does not cover head objects, so the Buzz Clip has actually saved my head a lot of pounding.
Hi, my name is Jill McSweet. I absolutely recommend this, and it's so easy and practical, something that you can put on and can just go about your day.
Couldn't see any reason why people would not want to give this a try. This is a groundbreaking evolutionary product that's not only going to change the lives of people, but it's going to change the way people think and how people really understand orientation mobility from today's day and age and onwards.
I think it'll definitely benefit a lot of people. Can't wait till the final unit comes out. It's going to be awesome.
Our goal is to make a long-lasting impact to communities living with blindness or vision loss all across the world. Thus, we also offer our contributors the option to donate Buzz Clips to blind youth in developing countries. With your support, we can accomplish our goal and improve the confidence, the independence, and the overall quality of life for those living with vision loss.
And there you have it. If you would like to visit their website, it is www.immersive.com. And again, immersive is spelled I-M-E-R-C-I-V and then .com. Just to let you know, these things are neat, but they're not cheap. Each one will set you back $249 plus shipping. You're listening to Tech Tips on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. If you're a user of BlindSquare, you'll be happy to know that an update was released in April of this year. If you're not a current user of BlindSquare, then this is the perfect time for you to give it a try. BlindSquare is pioneering accessible navigation, both indoors and out. Know where you are, know where you're going, and travel with confidence. BlindSquare is a new solution that combines the latest technology to help the blind with their daily lives. It has been developed in collaboration with blind people and carefully field tested. You need either an iPhone or an iPad to get started. It also supports some additional accessories to enhance the experience. Blind Square uses GPS and the compass to locate you. It then gathers information about the surrounding environment from Foursquare. Blind Square has some unique algorithms to decide what information is the most relevant and then speaks it to you with high-quality speech synthesis. The current version is 4.27 and it was released in April of 2017. Here is a list of fixes and improvements from the previous version. Version 4.27 fixes a voiceover bug. A voiceover bug introduced in iOS version 10 has been corrected. Now, auto-updating fields works again. When you leave voiceover cursor over a data field, you will hear changes automatically. The examples for this is in the compass, the speed, and heading. Now on to the features. The first feature is a new message type. Blind Square BPS, or indoor navigation, will gain new types, including fire exits and pedestrian crossings, providing identifying tones preceding the spoken details. The next new feature is improved compass. Improved management of compass while indoors. We have accelerated the response to turns and suppressed the signaling from GPS sources while operating within a beacon cloud, preventing stray messages triggered by location changes. The next new feature is Perkins BlindWaze integration. In March at CSUN, we jointly announced a partnership between the Perkins School for the Blind, Perkins, and Blind Square, supporting the delivery of the greatest transit information solution in North America. Perkins has created the incredible product called BlindWaze on the iOS platform. BlindWaze gathers, from crowd sources, inner circle information for the areas around bus stops. Detailed are descriptions, captions, and clues to best support the transit rider as they approach their bus stop. Examples on approach: to learn of the presence of bus shelters, landmarks in proximity, trash containers, and more, including description of the actual location of the stop, i.e. on a post. BlindWaze provides meaningful descriptions using consistent language, raising confidence in travel. BlindWaze, sponsored by Google, is celebrating its first deployment in Boston, Massachusetts. 7,800 bus stops will soon be fully described, with 70% now available. We were approached by Google and Perkins to explore the connecting of services between Blind Square, providing global travel support, live and simulated, to BlindWaze information, providing inner circle navigation within the 5-meter area of benefit to our common friend, the traveler who is blind, partially sighted, or deaf-blind. We shared the vision of the logic and desire to connect the services. Blind Square version 4.26 presents this solution. Blind Square is available only on Apple devices, so iPhones or iPads are the only devices that can run Blind Square at this time. It is not free. It does cost $39.99. You can purchase it at the Apple App Store. Up next from the Apple Viz News team is a short story about the Captive Voice Reader Narrator. This is an iOS-only app, and it is free with an in-app purchase. Listen to everything you want to read on the go and at your leisure. You can listen to any content from Safari, Chrome, Google Drive, Dropbox, Bookshare, or Gutenberg, whether you are a student, a language learner, a commuter, a busy professional, a retiree, or a person with dyslexia or other print disabilities. Capta will improve your productivity and make your reading more enjoyable. Capta lets you synchronize your playlist and switch seamlessly between your devices. Here's a list of its free features. Text-to-speech. Turn any text into an audiobook. Listen hands-free and eyes-free. Up next, you can save for later. Save documents and web articles for later in your playlist and access it even offline. You can also synchronize your playlist and your reading position across all your devices. Capta also provides sophisticated navigation. You can jump to the next or previous word, sentence, paragraph, heading, or page. screen reader support, extensively customized for VoiceOver. And now we're going to move on to the premium features. These are the ones that if you want, you're going to have to pay for. Up next is full text search of your playlist. The search algorithm is intelligent and will get the best matching tracks even when the exact match cannot be found. Store and view images with text. In tracks created from EPUB, PDF, or Docs documents, you will be able to see both text and images. File size limit. Add documents and books that are up to 100 megabytes in size. The default limit is 10 megabytes. CAPTA also features word translation. Right-click on any word in the track to translate the word to your language. It should be noted this is available only on Windows and Mac. CAPTA also lets you create playlists. Stay organized by saving tracks into different playlists. CAPTA supports the following content sources: Safari, Chrome, or the built-in browser, any browser on your Mac or PC. For a complete list, you can visit www.captivevoice.com, and CAPTA is spelled CAPTIVOICE. Other sources include Project Gutenberg, which has 49,000 titles of public domain literature, Bookshare, 300,000 titles for people with print disabilities, Google Drive, Dropbox, OneDrive, Pocket, Instapaper, copy-paste via clipboard, you can share from other apps, email attachments, or other CAPTA users such as AirDrop. Next up, supported formats: PDF, DOC, DOCX, PPT, PPTX, RTF, TXT, EPUB, ODT, ODP, ZIP, HTML, and HTM. Current version is version 2.6. It was released on April 24th of 2017. Changes to the latest version include: usability is the most important aspect in any app. We have taken your suggestions to heart and are introducing our brand new iOS interface. With an engaging color scheme and more intuitive functionality, you'll be able to use CAPTA with more confidence than ever before. You can now customize the order of tracks within each of your playlists, open the track's content and tap anywhere to enter the full screen mode. Organizational account subscribers will also enjoy higher quality OCR and be able to upload tracks from physical worksheets or workbooks. For more information on the CAPTA Voice Narrator, you can visit their page on the Apple App Store. You can also visit their website page. Again, that is www.captivevoice.com. And again, CAPTA Voice is spelled CAPTIVOICE. We've run out of time for today's episode of Tech Tips. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Chris Skidmore, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Tech Tips is readily available as a podcast after this broadcast by visiting our website at www.trianglereadingservice.org. Tech Tips is produced by Chris Skidmore in cooperation with the Triangle Radio Reading Service. If you have any questions, you can email me. My email address is chris@trrsnc.org, or you can give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Tech Tips.